Sorry, what? No, I'm fine. Everything's okay. Thank you for asking, though. That's, It's probably just my imagination. There's a guy, and I think he's following me. He's not there now. But... Sorry, it's not your problem. It's just... I'm just imagining it. It's been a long day. That's really sweet of you to offer, but I couldn't possibly... No, I'm just going to my car. It's just around the corner. It would be... Thank you. As I say, it's probably just my imagination, but I'm just a little on edge, and it would be very nice of you to walk me to my car. It's just down here. I never meant to park it somewhere so remote, but parking in the city is a nightmare. What are you doing out so late? Sorry, I'm nosy and trying to make conversation. when I'm nervous, I get chatty. Oh, late night at the office. Very, very late. This is me. Would you mind just staying until I actually get in the car? I could drop you off somewhere if you need. Oh, you're just going to the train station. Okay. Sorry, I know I keep looking around. I'm just a little on edge. I mean, I can't see him. Can you? Just over there, on the corner, and good night. Wakey wakey. Hello. Is anybody there? Hello. You know, this bit gets old. Struggle. Yep, you're chained and tied to the chair. Yes, that's a gag. I can't understand you. But going by past experience, you're saying, where am I? Why am I here? Let me go. Untie me. Blah, blah, blah. Yada, yada. Just get out of your system. Struggle, shout, no one can hear you. You're not getting loose. It's fine. You gonna be doing that for much longer? It's okay. A bit boring. I mean, the first time it was interesting. It was... seen a reaction of someone being tied and, you know, waking up. Just, it was fun. Second time, third time, fourth time, 15th time. It's a bit, meh. You done? No, fine. I do have all night, but do you have all night? I'm just... saying that the kind of girl who kidnaps someone might... Well, who knows what she might do if she's annoyed or bored. Oh, you're done. Excellent. So, I'm Honey. We met before. You are really nice. Can I just say, you are a sweetheart. You are actually really lovely. Not everyone I bring home is nice. Like, the first person actually tried to attack me. And I wasn't having that, so... Boink, and, well, you know. Boink, that's me hitting them on the head. Boink. Is it more of a boink? It's more of a thud. Boink. I don't know. Boink. When I hit you on the head, did it sound more like a thud or a Boink. You probably don't actually care. Yes, anyway, the first person was just horrid. I mean, just... bleh. You are so kind and generous, and you were so sweet and so concerned, and... I just wanted to say thank you, because... I don't get that a lot. I don't... People just seem to have extreme reactions to me. Maybe because I kidnapped them. And then... Well, we don't really need to talk about the... And then... Let's talk about the kidnapping! Hello, I've kidnapped you. My name is Honey. No, that actually is my name. You have been kidnapped by someone called Honey. Just let that sink in. Why does... See, I find that kind of amusing, but no one else seems to. Maybe it's a time thing. Maybe it takes a few days to sink in. No one's actually made it that far. Oh, don't worry, I'm sure you will. You are lovely. You're really nice. So, you might be wondering why you're here. I need friends. This might surprise you, but... I find it quite difficult to talk to people. I'm really shy. And as I said when we met, when I'm nervous, I get chatty and it's just difficult. So I thought, why not be a bit more direct? Well, I didn't start off that way. The first time I was attacked and that kind of pissed me off, so I brought someone home and I taught them a lesson. And then I realized that I could bring people home to be my friends, and that it'd be like having a roommate. And in films, you know, roommates are always super, super, super close. They're like best friends, and that's what I need. I need a best friend. A best friend. I've never had a best friend. No, that's a lie. I've had 13 best friends. The first one definitely wasn't a friend. They just didn't last long. But some relationships are like that. Some people are your friends for years, and some are just friends for 4 hours. But you know, time doesn't make the relationship any less important. You look upset. And it's understandable. I mean, this is a pretty extreme way for a friendship to start. But that is actually a good thing. Because how many movies have these extreme situations that lead to marriages and relationships? If that happened, that would be wonderful, because you're kind of cute, and you are my type. I mean, you are very my type, and I mean, people fall in love with their best friend. It happens all the time. I mean, I have books, and it happens a lot. What kind of books? Well, I don't know if you actually said that. It sounded like So I'm just going to guess that you said what kinds of books. Those books. Yes, they are romance novels, but they're realistic. So, but don't think about that. Don't feel the pressure. I mean, if something happens organically, that is wonderful. If it doesn't, don't worry. I have somewhere to hide your body. It's nothing to worry about. I wasn't going to talk about the and then. So, I want to be friends. I want to be your best friend. I want to know everything about you. I want you to know everything about me. Well, within reason. I mean, there is that slight chance that you might get loose, and if you know everything about me, not knock police at my door. But, you know, reasonably. My name is Honey, though. Sort of. It's a name that I choose. I mean, starting with a lie is It's my middle name. It's my middle name. I will be honest. Honey is my middle name. My first name is... secret. It's just, you know... I have to be a little bit cautious. As a woman in the modern age, you have to be careful. You understand that, don't you? You don't seem to understand. It's the kidnap thing, isn't it? It's a big hurdle to get over, I know. Look. I'm sure we're going to get on. And I'm sure I'm not going to have to kill you. Because I don't want to kill you. You're really nice and you're sweet. I don't think I've met someone so lovely before. I mean... maybe it's fate. So, you're shouting again. And you're struggling again. Okay, second wave. Just, you know, knock yourself out. Tire yourself out. Just, you know. It's a really good gag. See, the first couple of times I just used, like, socks. And I didn't realize that they don't work as gags, which is funny because in films they do. But I realized that you have to invest. So I've actually invested in our little playhouse. Not like a 50 Shades of Grey playhouse. I mean, that's down the hall. But you don't need to worry about that. That is work. And you're not work. You're pleasure. So, there is like a thing. Oh, not that kind of work. I'm not a prostitute. No. I made myself sound like a prostitute. I'm not a prostitute. I'm an assassin. Well, I say assassin. I kind of kill for money, but I wouldn't say I'm an assassin because I really, really enjoy it. And in my line of work, you don't make friends because you can't really trust anyone because it's full of arseholes. So I need friends, so that's why you're here. So, you're probably tired, although you don't seem very tired with the struggling and the... Did you like that? I thought that's a pretty good impression. So, it's actually... I have, like, a job. I actually have someone waiting. Not in the playroom, in the workroom. I have a room where I work. And I've been tasked with getting some information out of someone. It's actually for the mafia. I'm working for... How cool is that? I know, right? Working for the mafia. That's so cool. See? I don't get to tell anyone this. I don't get to tell anyone the cool bits of my job because no friends. I just want a friend. I just want someone to talk to. I just want someone to drink tea with. Do you like tea? You know what? It doesn't matter if you like tea or not. I mean, if you do like tea, we can drink tea together. If you don't like tea, more for me. It's all good. I made that mistake about having a tea condition up until best friend number 7. Become more flexible. I think, you know, as you go through life and you have relationships, you realize that it's kind of to and fro, it's give and take. You realize, you know, how ropes and chains work well together, but handcuffs can actually cut into the wrists. And, you know, I think that I'm ready for a best friend, a real best friend, a friend where I can share everything, a friend that I can hopefully trust. But trust is earned. But I've just been talking at you for, you know what, I need to get to work. Now, I don't want you to sit here and plot about how you're going to escape, which you will do because everyone does that. And it's fine. It's just part of the process, and it's actually kind of fun. It's kind of like an escape room. Think of this as an escape room. You will escape from this room. But obviously, there's more outside of this room. But it's kind of fun. This is like our first teamwork exercise. We're team building because we're going to be a team. We're going to be best friends. We are going to be best friends. So I am going to drug you. Don't worry. It's the good stuff. As we get, as we become closer, I'll introduce you to, my little chemistry room. Sometimes you need a little bit of chemical assistance, and sometimes, there's some really good fucking tea that the world doesn't know about. And but so I tell you what, you're gonna have a little nap, and then when I'm done with work, I'll revive you, and we can start getting to know each other. We can play 20 questions, where I will ask you 20 questions. And you can ask me 20 questions, but I might not be able to answer them because it is give and take, but it's more you give and I take. But that's friendship. That is friendship. So this will pinch just a little. Come on. Don't do that. Don't. Struggling. Well, you know what? It's fine. Go on, struggle. Struggle, but if you struggle, the needle might break off in your arm, and you're not gonna struggle. Oh, you are so, you're just lovely. Okay, so this is just a little pinch. There you are. So, oh yeah, you're feeling it. I told you, only the best for my best friend. It's a bit trippy. How many of me are you seeing? About three? Yeah, it's awesome. So this will last for about 5 minutes, and then you'll just spark right out. It's fantastic. I mean, you're gonna be tripping balls, but it's gonna be amazing. I mean, this is like, it's just wonderful. And now, you know what? I wish, you know what? Oh, I never thought about that. Doing drugs together as a way of introducing. No, I mean, because that could be dangerous. That's actually, I have thought about this before. You see, making friends, but I have learnt a lot. 14, well, 13, the first one doesn't count. But I think this is gonna work. I really, really think that we're going to be best friends. And if not, try again until you get a friend. So you're not even hearing any of this, are you? You're just dripping away. Okay, I'm off to work. See you later, buddy. Have fun and sweet dreams. I really think this is the one. I really think that I found my best friend. Finally.